Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk, real people, real times. What's going on, world? It's your hip-hop informer, that dude, TM Hyman. Hey, welcome to the show. It's 9:01 where I am here in the state of Florida, where the weather is beautiful. Hey, we got some breaking news coming out of Los Angeles, California tonight. Pretty disturbing news. We will discuss it on the other side. You are in tune to the Friday Night Cypher. On the other side of this joint right here, we're going to kick it off real hype. It's Friday night, TGIF. You are inside the Cypher. It's the after work party, jam session, if you will. We will also recap the week in world news and entertainment. I do know that Hot Chocolate is on her way. She's probably in VA right now, so big up VA. NSU, homecoming, the green and the gold popping off. I'm not sure who's performing out there, but I know the campus is real hype right about now. So Hot Chocolate and the crew hitting campus, getting ready for homecoming this weekend. Big up to NSU. Hey, if you want to shout out, hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. You are in tune to the Friday Night Cypher.
Hey, yo, Khaled. Yo, know the other fucked up now. DJ Khaled.
I've been waiting for a long time.
How long?
Real damn long time.
How long?
I've been waiting for a long time.
How you feel,
man?
Come on, man.
I feel like Pac.
Yeah.
I feel like Biggie. I'm feeling like he's hating me, waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep. I'm losing my mind. You know I go hard when it comes to mine. I feel like Pac.
Biggie.
Y'all know you
Biggie.
Sucker walk up on me,
yeah.
Talking like he know me.
Come on.
Ain't no code of finning, do my dirt all by my lonely.
My lonely.
Down south new.
Come on.
Talking jam pony, rest in peace to Uncle Lyle. He showed me my first rolling. Chris wanna know me, haters wanna show me. But I'm just so bitches, double and worth 80 tickets. Cops just pulled me over, caught up in the scene. Take my case to trial, my juror Paulie Dean. I know they hating me, but he's such a major me. To Chelsea Clinton, the 40-40 CIA was with him. Three or five of thrillers, Ricky Ross is rich. Belly on my table, I'm talking to my
lips. I feel like Biggie. I'm feeling like he's hating me, waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep. I'm losing my mind. You know I go hard when it comes to mine. I feel like Pac.
Me,
Biggie.
Hey, don't be afraid to be great,
Biggie.
Are you starving? I eat fast. Moose same when I creep past. Blacked out, I max out. With the same watch on me, cat. We killin', no repass. My mama got like three jazz. You talking about two ballin'. We really getting that street cash. Say old money, new work. Smell it in my new shirt. My OG set trap up and don't lay your head when you do dirt. My mama said do school work. I was making that two work. Twin of me dead with a whole lot of my head. Man, ain't hit big in the passenger. Hip hop in the passenger. So I'm riding around with this Mac on me and a bunch of shooters in back. Roll up, you a dead man. Headshot when we clap you. We sending you to the motherland. Now you talking about
I feel like
Biggie.
I'm feeling like he's hating me, waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep.
Like me against the world, bear me a G, my middle finger to the world, gon' forever be a G. Wanted with the say, aren't no biggie. When we get busy, no alarms, just send me. We pour out love, let's thug like straight ball. The cradle to the grave, right? the cow, give a damn, this is me. Life or death, with peace, when somebody got that, we gon' march still. They say Brenda had a baby, but Brenda she left it in the alley. West shot that player, hater, and now we going back to Cali. Hypnotized, I got a story to tell. My ambition as a rider got me ready to die. And when we die, ride, no more pain, we go hard. Why you complain, then you wonder why we call you. So that everyday struggle, me and my it's unbelievable, the suicide, I thought she would get a safe. Me born and the gun gon' flash, give me the loot, sorry you ain't getting one more chance. You know, don't stop. Keep me stuck with under pressure. Hollin' on the God, can jump me, shout out, I ain't mad at you, got my mind made up. Can't see me, a paid thug, that watch all the won't be me. See a kid around in your town, kicking your dough. I feel like Pocket Biggie, love the dough, more than
I
you
feel
know.
Like Pac, I feel like Biggie, I'm feeling like he's hating you, waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep, I'm losing my mind. You know I go hard when it comes to mine. I feel like Pac, Biggie, Pac, Biggie.
Hey, yo, how you gonna compare yourself to greatness if you ain't ready to be great, man? Ain't no more to it.
What's up, world? This is your girl, HC, a.k.a. Hot Chocolate, and you are tuned into TM Hymen Radio.
It's Jeremiah, my, la, 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 la.
Even though I'm the one, I'm feeling like my girls in twos. They get goose. Look loose like, look loose like, look loose like.
I think I found my baby.
Shots in my spot, we turn up, we burn up, that top off, that skirt up, got two bras on my lap, I got three cars and I lock, I need four O's ASAP, I need five bottles blue dot, get my sipping on, whipping on, big whips, sitting on, big chips, gripping on, big clips, on them,
all across the world we party, all night long.
When you move up to the sun, I with your belly. Take off your clothes, we can do it a cappella. Go to the movie, go to the telly. And do what you wanna. Toast to the night up, sleep through the morning. You, me, and Alana, Lisa, and marijuana. Wanna live the life of the you blow. How we go, man, who knows?
I think I found my babe.
Bring the beat back.
Hymen Radio Live. You are inside the Friday night cypher, baby. Yes, sir. Yo, that's how you get a Friday night to start again. Friday night.
Woo!
9178-889-3926. She is with us because I hear that echo. Hey, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. What up?
I had to go through security clearances and everything to get up here.
hey, you good right now? The echo is not as bad. We good.
Okay. I had to open a drawer.
Hey, window and move the antenna.
Yes.
Hey, what's good, man?
Yes, I hate this weather. It's not good for me. Yeah, but hey, I'm alive and I just had to take some time. Yeah.
Glad you inside the cycle.
Yes, I miss you guys too. Yes.
Hey,
yes.
News out of Los Angeles, California, LAX to be specific, which is the airport there in LA. 23-year-old suspect in the is pretty much accused of an airport killing today of a TSA officer. Not too sure of what happened. All I do know is that around 7:30 tonight, Eastern Standard Time, which put it probably was at 4:30, out in on the West Coast, a man armed with what police say was an assault rifle, carrying materials expressing anti-government sentiments, you know, opened fire Friday in the Los Angeles International Airport, killing one person before being chased down by authorities. Eyewitnesses pretty much said, you know, the suspect asked, hey, are you TSA? And for those who don't know, TSA is pretty much Transportation Security Administration, which is a federal law enforcement agent. You know, as he was going asking people, you know, are you TSA? Are you TSA? People are saying no. You know, he's moving on. So he found somebody that was pretty much a TSA agent, shot him, killed him dead. What is going on in America? So I don't know what his persuasion was. Madam, what are your thoughts?
Okay, first of all, the fact that they, I mean, okay, it's already hard enough for people to get through, you know, traveling through the airport, okay? It's people that already hate it. So now it's like, all right, why would you go to the airport and then just open fire? I mean, because they don't know. And again, like you were saying, they don't know why, you know, why he did it, but that he just pretty much did open fire as soon as he got in there. You know, a lot of people are just, they've taken it too far. So, you know, it's like one of those, somebody, how do you do that? You know, and he's 23. He was 23 years old. What have you gone through?
Right.
Like, you haven't even alive long enough to have gone through anything. Like, if I didn't, I guess I feel like if I haven't killed anybody yet, nobody should kill anybody. You know what I mean? Like, come on. It's too much. I mean, just like, oh, my gosh, did you hear about the young boy? He's, like, about 15, and he killed his entire family, like his three siblings, his mother, father.
Tell us more.
Okay, so this young boy, he killed his mother first. I haven't gotten all the graphics, you know, like they said it was very graphic. But the young boy killed his mother first, then showed what he did to the mother to his siblings, saw their faces, and then killed them. Waited for the father to come home, and then he killed the father. And
the ill thing, though,
is that the remaining family members, they haven't even gotten to the point of asking the boy why he did it yet. Like, they don't even, they said he wasn't a violent child, or there weren't any, you know, I guess, any signs. But, you know, it's like, where do they get, it's like, I don't know, is it the video games, or what can you really blame? You can't really point fingers and, you know, blame any one particular entity for somebody's emotional response. I don't know. Does everybody need to be on medication?
Yeah. I mean, crazy. Hey. We're going to keep the, that's like, man, I don't even want to begin to wrap my mind around a 15-year-old pretty much killing his entire family. I mean, is that where we are? Is that the state of our youth? I mean that to me that screams desperation.
Like,
that screams like no hope.
But it's so flippant. I mean, well, they said we're going to go. We had plans to go to Walmart and start shooting. Right, but look, the boy was going to go to Walmart, okay, and kill people, but changed his mind and was like, well, you know, why not just kill the people here? You know, like, why do I have to travel so far? Yeah, not cool.
Crazy.
Not cool.
Hey, we'll be right back.
Is this Pink
Cookie? Yeah, Friday night. Like,
DJ White Rest Jersey.
Pink Cookie, five building.
Don't need a pill, Molly, take you ecstasy, a little bit of you, and a lot of me. Keep throwing that Hail Mary, I be going deep. We just do it, shawty, N-I-K-E. Don't need a pill, Molly, take you to ecstasy, a little bit of you, and a lot of me. Keep throwing that Hail Mary, I be going deep.
Yo.
We just do it, shawty, N-I-K-E.
Let's get it on, mama, turn up the Marvin. Not thirsty before that thing, I be starving. I get in it, they make a sing, Dolly Parton. She say you killing it, but the judge gave me pardon. Stalling, you're marvelous, it's just the beginning. Maybe tripping, but I hit a home run in the ninth inning.
Gone.
Victoria's Secret's her favorite type of linen. Got her saying, oh God, Lord knows we be sinning. Knew you had that bomb from the way that you walk. Knew you was good with your tongue by the way that you talk. Lay back and take the D, maybe later we'll spark. All I know is she got that fix, I'ma tear it apart. Feel like it rough when I'm inside of stuff. No need to bluff.
No need.
Keep the lights on if you're afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
Not pursuing that bubble gum, I'm chewing it. And now I kill every time, baby girl, I'm doing it.
Don't need a pill, Molly, take you to ecstasy. A little bit of you and a lot of me. Keep throwing that Hail Mary, I be going deep. We just do it, shawty, N-I-K-E. Don't need a pill, Molly, take you to ecstasy. A little bit of you and a lot of me. Throwing that Hail Mary, I be going deep. We just do it, shawty,
N-I-K-E. I represent the Bill, she was raised out in Brooklyn. Laid back, smoking kill, watching old flicks like Brooklyn. Back to the section of my section, I be cooking. And her nails in my back, I bun B to keep it pushing. That thing super wet, I can feel her flow gushing. Make it nasty, bring that tiger out to bushes. Baby, blow me down like three different type of cushions. And the genie in the bottle, if you swallow, grant your wishes. I'm in wishes, her head game vicious. Even let me hit from the back while she doing the dishes. Turn me on, baby, yeah, you hit the right switches. My cutty buddy, we ain't worried about stitches. Versatile with it, how we changing up positions. And we move from the bed to the floor to the kitchen. I be digging in that thing like ditches. Tears coming down their eyes, I'm a man on a mission. Let's go.
Don't need a pill, Molly, take you to ecstasy. A little bit of you and a lot of me. Keep throwing that Hail Mary, I be going deep. We just do it, shawty, N-I-K-E. Don't need a pill, Molly, take you to ecstasy. A little bit of you and a lot of me. Keep throwing that Hail Mary, I be going deep. We just do it, shawty, N-I-K-E.
My cowgirl, she can ride all types.
All types.
And she do them kegels too, baby, keeping it tight.
Tight.
I know how to make her smile even after we fight. Put her on the back hard, then I show her the light. Call me, chose the plumber, how I lay down a pipe.
I
whip
down
it good, yeah, she be earning the stripes. Freaky two pull out the cuffs, trying to read me my rights. We don't do gags, so I wanna hear what you like. I'm almost ready to finish, she ain't thinking about a dentist. But she open up her mouth and all you see is the white.
Woo.
Let's do it again, baby, ain't no Cosby in sight. I'ma have her walking funny by the end of the night.
Yeah.
She heard I put it down, now she believe in the hype. She don't wanna be too loud, I hit it hard out of spite. I make the bag shake like turbulence on a flight. Just know I'm about to crush it if you give me a slice.
Don't need a pill, Molly, take you to ecstasy. A little bit of you and a lot of me. Keep throwing that Hail Mary, I be going deep. We just do it, shawty, N-I-K-E. Don't need a pill, Molly, take you to ecstasy. A little bit of you and a lot of me. Keep throwing that Hail Mary, I be going deep. We just do it, shawty, N-I-K-E.
DJ White Rest Jersey. DJ White Rest Jersey.
I'm deaf, geared up. I'm deaf, geared up. I'm deaf, geared up. I'm deaf, geared up. Gonna take
y'all.
Polo this, polo that, and my graphic tee and new era set. My shoes proud of where they do that at. High hit vagina in my polo cap. Death by designer, I'm still on that. No ice, homie, just chill on that. My wood ink is a Jesus piece. My wood stink, you know you smell that pack. I'm riding around with them bands on me. Showstopper, them fans on me. Yo, style whack, you just bland, homie. No swag, just my brand, homie. Nike's on,
Air Awesome.
Clicked up and I'm bossing. In my Cerullo seat and I'm flossing. And that heat on me, don't cross them.
I'm deaf, geared up. I'm deaf, geared up. I'm deaf, geared up. I'm deaf, geared up. Cause Satan choosing I could give up. All I know is that I'm deaf, geared up.
Adi bands on my wrist. G-Shock in my... Chuck T's on my toes. Deaf geared up, I invented this. Switching up gears, now they taking offense. All these hoes jocking me at these events. But none of them fly as my chick. At the end of the night, ain't no doubt I'm a hit. Dumbing it down, but never my outfit. I be so fresh like a shower and kicks. Got me mistaken, devour your quick. But I'm chilling, relaxing and blowing on slips. Pulling more stickers and popping them packs. This is the life that they wish that they had. Popping more bottles and making them mad. Live in the color, American Dad.
Deaf geared up. I'm deaf, geared up. I'm deaf, geared up. I'm deaf, geared up. Cause Satan choosing I could give up. All I know is that it's deaf, geared up.
DJ White Rex Jersey.
SDOE. Still a bang over everything. This goes out to a very special lady. You know.
DJ YRS Jersey.
My rider chick and my best friend. It's serious, baby, like XM. We do freaks, but no S&M. I knock it out when she lets me in. We already spoke on the ring. Traveling the world, get a dream on my team. I make her falsetto when I do my thing. She do it all, I don't cook, I don't clean. I try to, she won't let me. This king and no Gretzky. My queen looking so sexy. If I ask for her, she gon' bless me. No games with it, no F bitch. She stay moist, no jet skate. I'm rolling 200 and we getting blunted. She pro them L's perfected. She held me down when I was broke too. Shut the game down when they approached too. She handled biz how she supposed to. She chose me and got chose too. She waited on me, I was overdue. Came in the clutch of my code to boot. She swore I know the truth. That change coming like Otis Blue. Let's go.
Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song say. You won't have to worry. Soon as I get home, babe. I need your loving, babe. I've been another home, babe. We going in, babe. Rolling up some strong, babe. Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song say. You won't have to worry. Soon as I get home.
She tall like a supermodel. Sexual chocolate, it should be her motto. She acts with me well like a brand new Movado. Wherever we go, we be turning them heads. Deaf geared up, we ain't sporting no kids. Soon I have my baby lace in her mid. We got matching Prada, someone called her fan. She killing up, first degree. My Hershey's kiss, I need a Reese's piece. She throw it on me, don't have to speak. Good looking baby, she makes me pee. She climax and we in them sheets. The sex is bomb. We could talk for hours, late up for weeks. We got moves to make and she keeps the cheap. Got a hot plate when I step in the dope. My youngest love her, so you already know she's a keeper. I'm a freaker, I'm on speakers, and I'm blasting it. Right here is everlasting, and she respects my passion. Take notes, ladies, her class 10. She could be hood, but her class 10. Let's go.
Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song say. You won't have to worry. Soon as I get home, babe.
DJ YRS Jersey.
Yes, exactly what he said. Yes, TM Homie Radio Live. That was DJ Jersey. And yeah, I thought that was a nice little screwed up something. You are listening to TM Homie Radio Live. And hey guys, if you'd like to advertise your business, product, or service here on TM Hyman Radio, just drop us a line at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com and someone will contact you, because it's real talk, real people, and real time.
That's right.
And look, okay, so since we're talking about real people and real times, right? Mr. Zimmerman, okay, we all know who this guy is, right? Well, did you hear about him paying the bail for Adrian Peterson's son's killer? He paid 10% of this man's. Okay, so, all right, let's back up. NFL player Adrian Peterson. Remember his son was killed by the mother's boyfriend?
Right.
Okay. Zimmerman just paid the 10% today to get the toddler's killer out of jail so he can start working on his defense.
What?
Yes. Zimmerman. Yes, Michael. Zimmerman paid 10% so that Adrian Peterson's child's killer could start working on his defense. I got kicked off the computer, so I had to pull it back up. Yes, it blew my mind when I read it earlier. And it's not a joke at all. He really felt that the man needed to get his defense team together. Yes. So, yes, child killer for child killer. Yeah. And, oh, I'm going to find it, because he made, like, this crazy statement, like, us minorities have to stick together. Like, I'm telling you, like, dude is nutball. Yeah. Oh, my God. And I'm looking forward to seeing, okay, so you remember Ariel Castro, the man who kidnapped those three girls and had them, you know, over a decade. The first victim is going to be speaking on Tuesday on Dr. Phil. The first victim, Michelle, she's going to get to tell her story in its entirety. So I know people kind of want to hear that, you know, like what happened. Because who goes in somebody's house and then doesn't expect to come back out? Yeah.
Right.
Not even.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's been going on in your world, though?
Oh, man, just trying to stay above water, stay focused, stay positive, keep on track.
Always keep a floating device nearby.
No.
So you can rest your legs. Yeah. Oh my God, man. People are netball, I swear. Oh my God,
yeah,
look. Meek Mills was here just last night for my birthday. Oh, and I'm pissed at you for not telling me happy birthday. You are not my friend right now.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we met yesterday. What? My birthday was yesterday, sir.
Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thanks.
You've been on one.
On one. I know.
And so anti-social.
I know, right? But you know
we've
me, though.
Talking about you throwing love and shouts your way. Hey, happy belated birthday. No, all jokes aside. What did you do? And you were talking about things. What happened?
Well, I didn't go to the show, of course. I'm just saying he was here like yesterday.
I thought you attended an event or something.
Did not. I was supposed to. How about this? I was supposed to go to A&T homecoming this weekend, though. Honestly, that didn't work out the way I guess that it was supposed to. But it still worked out best for me because I would have been a party pooper, you know what I mean? So I'm glad I didn't go. Yeah, I can't, you know, my mind may want to go and do, you know, My body will tell you hell no.
Happy belated birthday, we're going to keep the party going. Body moving.
Okay.
Can I save you from you? Cause you know there's something missing in the champagne you've been sipping. Not supposed to make you different all the time. It's starting to feel like the wrong thing to do, girl. Cause with all that recognition, it gets hard for you to listen to the things that I'ma say to make you mine. Live, girl, have some fun, girl, we'll be fine. Trying to convince myself I found one. Making the mistake I never learned from. I swear I always fall for your touch, yeah. For your touch, tell me. Nothing like the last girl. I just pray that you don't let me down right now. It's too late, I'm already yours. You just gotta promise me hearts won't break and end up like before. I swear I always fall for your touch, yeah. For your touch. Tell me why I always fall for your time. For your time.
Look, dress hanging off your shoulder, barely sober. Telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing, you just drunk, you just saying shit. And oh, you dance like how, like ballet and shit. Oh, wait, no, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like it's second chance and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come with you? Talking to myself but I never listen. Cause man, it's been a while and I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you wanna go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested, making all the same mistakes. And I'm just trying to correct it and I fall.
Okay, so look, guys, while we were, you know, letting you enjoy the music, I shared with TM that I had a site eval while I've been gone, right? So now, how it, the question was whether it was a positive or a negative thing. So my response is, the doctor ended up with that I was a very interesting person. You know, like I had never, you know, he was surprised I hadn't killed anybody before. You know, like, what? Oh, my gosh. I learned a lot about myself, though, honestly. Nobody had ever told me professionally. No. Hold on. I'm not offended. Hold on. You already know that. I'm not offended. I'm not offended. By no means, okay? If you ain't offended me yet, I don't think you will. You had to punch me in my face to offend me. Other people offend me easy, but whatever. Anyway, I got to find out that I have an A-type personality. Like, I didn't already know that, but nobody ever told me that. Like, yeah. I had no idea that I was that aggressive. I mean, I knew I was aggressive.
That's a lie. You're lying.
Hold on. Did you just hit me with the, what do you mean?
What do you mean you didn't?
Oh, my God. Uncover the, oh, my God. I didn't. Okay. I did it.
Okay.
I thought it was just natural. But it made me look at things a little different, you know, a little bit.
Being aggressive and abrasive was just a natural character trait.
Hey, for me, yeah. I thought I was just built that way. And it's true, so I am. Right, so it's not like it wasn't just learned. It was molded a little bit. But now I know how to mold it better.
Well, good, because you indicated
you sound muffled a little bit, and so I don't know what you just said to me.
Okay, so I'm sorry, here we go. My question was, you said that the evaluation code differently. And my question
yeah.
was, is that positive or is that negative?
It's positive. It's definitely positive.
Good.
Because it made me see, to look at it rationally, well, that some things that I just did out of habit versus the things that I did out of an innate reaction. You know what I mean? Like, instead of, okay, not just being mean or anything like that, but being able to take control of situations, but then also having to be okay about not having control over a situation. So in that right, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, well, and for those of y'all that do not know, my body has taken control over me. I mean, yes, it sounds like my mouth is always. But no, my body, you know, has more control than anything. And so that was a problem for me. And I did not know how to deal with it because I had to hear that sentence right there. You're pissed because your body has control. You know what I'm saying? Whereas I used to be able to control everything that was going on. So,
right.
Yeah, so it's
right.
A good thing. Yeah. I think I sound calmer, less doped up.
Oh, absolutely.
I think
absolutely. And so, I mean, you know, but you just raised a good point. So the evaluation, what was the process of the evaluation? Was it just a series of questions? The doctor waited for you to respond or multiple choice?
No, okay, so the evaluation was more so, it started out asking family situations, like, you know, like starting from childhood, like, you know, how that was and relationships and so forth. And then going forward, just, you know, through those life stages of, you know, childhood to adolescence, to teenager, adult, blah, blah, blah. And this was how I ended up getting it was I asked for it. because you can go, you can sign. I signed up for therapy. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't feel like they need it. I bit the bullet and did it because it was like I couldn't do it on my own, I saw, you know? So
right.
So I started with the therapy, but then I was like, okay, they're just letting me talk. I can talk to anybody. You know, I don't need to just talk. I need somebody to tell me what the hell this is. You know what I mean? Like, what is this thought process? What is this that I'm going through? What is this entire process I'm going through? And so with the mental evaluation, it helped me see where I was and where I came from mentally. So, yeah, it was a beautiful thing. I would love to be able to, once I get all my mess under wraps, be able to help other people do the same thing. But you got to get grounded. Had to buckle down to take care of me. Hardcore.
Which is a requirement. Which is a requirement.
Yes.
I appreciate you for actually being so transparent. When we come back, I got a question, and then we'll talk about Sierra and this big old rock she's sporting on her finger. We'll be right back. It's 9:41. Coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Team Hammer Radio Live.
Mac back with new flavor for your eardrums. I swear I really got the feeling but appear numb. But this we icy tonight, so I'ma go dumb. But never on these beats, I'm a conundrum. I said it twice, still nice beating the opposition. Heard I got infinite words, immortal composition. Cooling with team infinite herbs, no competition. And we got infinite herbs to roll in plenty swishes. Better off biting a curb, I'm so enthusiastic. I introduced elastic, fresh like I came in plastic. Exposed to C4 three times the Kim reaction. My position SBB fat like a Kim reaction. Kanye probably gon' fuck up my acceptance speech. I'm just an alien kid, I came in peace. You probably don't get it, I'm living, my flow's a vivid. I bring it out the box to stop and kill these rapper spirits. QQ should flow load and got a ton of those. My singles beating down the door like it's dominoes. Double entendre, you don't know the meaning, look it up. Your flow been stepped on, I'm ready rock, I cook it up. 40 bars and run it, keep coming, don't hook it up. Me and Jerz got it popping like we shook it up. Trying to go corporate on them, but I still can crook it up. In the package, flood the market, they could write a book on us. 90s flow, even if they make it illegal. I'm off for death like my name was Steve Siegel. You acting bad like you Lord Steven Regal. The only one, my future son could be the sequel. But I'm the issue, so my brain matter's probably fecal. Math is the problem, but I still don't see no equal. My gorillas hear no evil, speak no evil, but what I speak will make you weak and made many see dead people.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Mac Wild, and this is PM Hyman Radio Live. Check it out.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know how to describe you. One in a million or something.
What you do with you?
as you work it out. Don't go easy, please. Money giving a disclaimer. For my pleasure, you're the one to blame. I fell so deep in love to accommodate my needs. So I'ma trust you with my body and my mind. And anytime I am unsure, I'm sure you'll clarify.
Radio Live.
Wow.
Yes, that was Mike Wilds with Magic. That little boy is so fine. It's ridiculous. Thank you for joining us. That little boy is fine. I can't help it.
Pretty crazy.
Hey, man. For real. He's gorgeous. Come back up here.
Mac Wilds.
Wow. Yes, come back and see him, Hobby Radio Live. Madam Boston wants to talk to you for a minute. In my office, please. Yeah. No. Hey.
Keep the blinds open. Keep the door open.
Okay.
Hey, Sierra. Sierra.
Yes.
Blinds in the door. Keep it open.
Okay.
Sierra is rocking a 15-carat emerald-cut diamond engagement ring that she got over the weekend. From who? Hey, CeCe must got that good.
Okay. First of
because
all,
the ring is worth an estimated $500,000, a half a million dollars for the ring that's on her finger.
First of
Future
all, one of his
dude.
Mixtapes probably bought that. You know what I mean? Like, he's heavy.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, maybe. Exactly. I mean, you know, but he got a good thing, and a good thing is hard to find. Congratulations.
Do you think that he felt any pressure?
Sierra.
Do you think he felt any pressure because Kanye just got engaged to Kim? I mean, as far as, like, carrot-wise.
Why would that put pressure on him?
Why does anybody get feel pressured by what else anybody else is by? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what that has. Maybe there's a relationship there that I don't know about.
I can't see how
Kanye's proposal to Kim and how he did it in the side of the ring, what that really has to do.
Okay. A lot of times, men's egos, y'all cry with y'all egos. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's y'all emotional thing right there, the ego, right? So, usually, when, you know, so, like, for instance, if, Kanye bought, you know, Kim a 15-carat ring or whatever. That's what I meant. Like, he bought her a 15-carat ring. Do you think that Future felt it necessary to outdo that or to match it? Or do you think it was, like, not a thought at all? Because it was going to be public. That's why I was wondering. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know enough
to be
able to speak to it. I would hope, you know, that it was the own man.
Not.
But I do understand that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and that was just speaking, like, ego-wise, not even just to be, like, yeah, for everybody else, more so, like, you know, ego-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
I would hope
not.
I don't know.
I want to see it. Yeah. If they actually get married, I'll be surprised.
Yeah. Yo, it's pretty big.
I don't know.
Pretty,
I mean, I think they'll make good music together, but I don't know.
So you don't know if they're
going to get life together? I wish them the best. Whatever.
No doubt.
Hey, I don't see them having a
talking about Mick Mill. Talking about Mick Mill earlier. Hey, here's Mick Mill, French Montana, Mick Montana. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
I be on that. We'll be right back.
Tell the waitress, bring some racks in. The strippers running to the pole when we back in. Off go, Trinidad, James on my ass in.
It's me, yo. It's me, yo.
Montana, Nicki Minaj, Meek Mill, I be on it, and I can't stop the phone from ringing. But look, guys, tonight's show is brought to you by Explosial. Log on to enterTheOpenDoor.com for a breakthrough to your financial future. And again, that is entertheopendoor.com. And look, thank y'all for rocking with us.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, big up to Terry Washington and her cornerback.
The 49ers.
The phone.
The phone won't stop ringing. Oh, my gosh. Look, again, tonight's show was brought to you by Explosion. You can log on to enterthopendoor.com for a breakthrough to your financial future. Thank you for rocking with us. I am Madam Boston. Whatever you do, do it well. And Mr. Hyman.
Hey, general. We're back on Monday. We got a special guest.
We got TLC throughout the show. It's a throwback.
Did you get a chance to see that documentary that Left Eye did, like right before she died? I mean, it showed like drove off the cliff.
Yes, I did. Was that a couple years ago?
The most powerful thing you've seen?
That, yes, and the fact that the, I guess what kind of blew me away the most was the fact that the path that she was on. And it seemed she had hit so much. Once she got to the point of peace, it seemed like where the other chaos took over. You know what I mean?
But she talked about premonitions. She talked about... It was serious. Hey, we're going to, again, big up TLC on Monday in the music. A special guest, you don't want to miss it, 9 p.m. Enjoy your weekend. Hey, TGIF, be safe. Don't focus and stress about things that you can't change. Let it go, and let's move forward. We out of here. This is DJ YRS Jersey.
DJ YRS Jersey.
Next gun to what up? Yo. Can't leave the trap alone. You know. Platinum on my bucket list. Don't try, you must not know who you fucking with. So stop, but I got 300 hollow tips. I'll kill myself and decrease my wealth if I ever try to swallow this. Terminal illness, one bar just might kill us with words you can't pronounce. Woo. Done with moving out. Woo. I just make them bounce to this. Woo. Your weight just can't amount to this. Woo. I'm deaf, geared up, no counterfeit. Woo. Best find you a counterfeit. Woo. Nobody can see me invisible, man. Woo. A parental advisor, provisional bit. Mystery machine and a miracle man. My goddess be touching a spiritual wind. So high I can spy on Nigeria and Japan. Woo. No clerical errors, need money in hand. Stop tubing my horn and just give me the band. Yeah, I need all that. All wreck. Tell them like
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.